Genesis 22:14. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," and to this day it is said, "On the mountains of the Lord it will be provided." ויקרא אברהם שם המקום ההוא אדוני יראה, אשר יאמר היום בהר אדוני יראה. Jehovah Yireh, if we'd like to do it in English, Jireh, is another name God, Jehovah, is called. And when we say Yireh in Hebrew, there are two connotations we must take into consideration. One is we talked about Adonai Ro'i before, and it's the same idea of God being able to see what is going on inside out, before and after. He has an inside perception of the situation. That is the common use of the word Yireh. But here, if we look carefully in Genesis 22:8, the verse says, "Vayomer Avraham Elohim Yireh lo," meaning Abraham says, Isaac is asking Abraham, "Where is the lamb?" And Abraham says to Isaac, "God will provide himself with the lamb." But here he will use Yireh as a means to provide, a word sense to provide. So Yireh provides two quality when coming into play with verse 14. One quality is one of insight, and the other one is the quality of provision, which shows us the strength of God. Not only he sees an in-depth and understands what is needed, he can also provide in the time of need the lamb. So Abraham is coming to the mountain with his son Isaac in order to sacrifice his son for God. God, Jehovah, sees everything that is happening and has an understanding of what is happening. God waits until Abraham is decisive in his means to sacrifice his son, and then continues to provide the lamb. If we take a deeper look here, we see how God's relationship to time and how God, being Jehovah Yireh, is able to see and to provide in the right moment of space and time.